Hello, everybody. Welcome to the season one finale of the All Day SJ Show. I'm your host, Steven Johnson. And for the last episode of the season, I had to do something big and I had to go out and get a voice. You all have seen this man all over your televisions, specifically as the host of NBC Sports Chicago Sports Talk Live, and also as the host of Cubs Pre and Post Game Live. He's also a veteran of talk radio and currently hosts his show Cap and Company on ESPN AM 1000 here in Chicago. An avid and passionate Chicago sports fan above all, it's an honor and a privilege to welcome to the show the Cap Man, David Kaplan. Cap, my brother, what is going on?
Steve, what's going on, kid? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm real good. Again, thank you for joining the show, man. It means a lot to me. And I can't put into words how excited I am to have you on the show. It really is truly an honor, and I thank you again, my man.
Well, I'm honored to be on with you, buddy.
I appreciate that, man. That means a lot. And like I just touched on in the introduction, you're an avid Chicago sports fan, first and foremost. And we all know that about your lifelong affinity for the Chicago Cubs. So let's talk about our Cubbies. And an active offseason for them so far, Tyler Chatwood, Drew Smyly, Steve Cishek, Brandon Morrow. A lot of pitching seems to be the trend for Theo and Jed and the rest of the organization this offseason. Are the Cubs done here, or are there some traction to that potential deal involving maybe Danny Salazar and Jason Kipnis with the Indians? I know there's a report floating around that they can offer of something for Manny Machado if they see fit, maybe move him back to shortstop since he wants to play there. And is Chris Archer still on the table for this team if they choose to continue to add pitching?
Well, it's a lot of good questions right there. Look, they can go get whatever they want if they're willing to trade from their core. You know, their system isn't what it was when they had Russell and Baez and Bryant and Schwarber and Contreras, you know, all these guys in their system. So the system's totally, you know, depleted of those high-level guys. However, they still have good players in that system. We may not know their names because they're not Bryant and blah, 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 but there are still good players there. They can make a deal for anyone they want. If they're willing to put Javi Baez or Addison Russell or people like that in a deal, they can get anything that they want. Do I think they're going to go get Manny Machado? I don't. I don't see them being a complete fit there. Now, if you said they have to move Addison Russell, well, then that's a different story, but I don't see that they have to move him at all. I think they're dealing from a position of strength. I think they'll add another starter for sure, and then they'll probably add one more bullpen arm that could be Wade Davis if the market comes back to them a little. They're not giving him 4 years times $15 million. They're just not. Now, if he says, you know what, 2 times 17.5, and they're at $35 million for 2 years, yeah, I think there's a chance they might do that. But, again, Wade Davis is looking for a four-year deal right now. If he doesn't get it, then look for the Cubs. If he does get it, it will not be in this city.
Yes, sir. Great stuff right there, Cap. And I think Cubs fans, at this point, you have to trust anything Theo and Jed does. If they feel like they need to move on from Wade, especially after he has such a great year, I think that they've earned our trust enough to show that they have a plan in place to replace him and that they can do it on their terms. It's good to be the king right now, man. As Cubs fans, as the team to beat in the NL Central, it's very refreshing that teams around not only our division but the National League as a whole are making moves to compete with the Cubs. The Cardinals just traded for Marcell Ozuna. It's like a complete role reversal. It's like the Cubs are the big brother in this sibling rivalry now. And if you would have told us that 5 years ago before the plan was initiated, you know, a lot of people would have been skeptical about that. But you see what they've done with this organization and with this team to put us in the position that we're in. It truly is it's very reassuring, and it's very awesome to be a fan right now of the Chicago Cubs. Great stuff there. Moving on to another historic franchise in Chicago, a team that's been a subject of many great shows you've done in the past, the Chicago Bears. Where does this team stand now, Cap? They had a very impressive win against the Bengals on Sunday. Jordan Howard looked good. Mitchell Trubisky looked phenomenal. They looked like they came to play. They were motivated, and they just completely shut down a team that I thought was going to be another loss for them. Where does this team stand right now, in your opinion, whether it comes to the coaching of John Fox, the play calling of Dow Loggins, the moves that Ryan Pace has made and will make in the future, the development of Mitch Trubisky? What must the Bears do to continue to go down a path to right this ship?
They just got to keep adding talent. Look, I think, you know, obvious they're going to make a coaching change. I do. They're going to make a coaching change. They got to make the right coaching change. I'm still a huge fan of Ryan Pace. I think he's, you know, going to be the right guy. So we'll see where things lead. It's stacking one draft on top of another draft, on top of another draft, on top of another draft, and then saying, you know what, we've got 4 or 5 years now of players in here. That's the only way that you build this thing with a solid foundation. And I think they're on their way. I do. They made mistakes, certainly, but I think they're going to be okay.
Oh, absolutely, Cap. And, you know, I had Slavko Begovic, the Bears postgame live producer over there at NBC Sports Chicago, on the show earlier this season. And I think that, as you said, the pieces are in place, man. They have their franchise quarterback for the future. I think, and he doesn't get nearly enough praise as he deserves, I think Vic Fangio has really brought back that culture of Chicago Bears defense. I grew up watching the Chicago Bears, and they were defense and special teams first. There was never really a, you know, strong emphasis on quarterback play until they traded for Jay Cutler. And I feel like over the past few seasons that that culture of hard-nosed defense has been brought back, and I think that could be attributed to Vic Fangio. The defense isn't the problem. I think the problem is now they have to, so in addition to what you said, making a coaching change, because I think John Fox is just simply not the answer at this stage. But surrounding Mitch, surrounding Jordan Howard, surrounding Cameron Meredith and Kevin White when they come back with from their injuries with better talent on the offensive side of the ball. And there are a lot of wide receivers out there. If you don't want to draft Ridley from Alabama, I think you could bring in someone like a Jarvis Landry or a Martavis Bryant or even a Devontae Adams from Green Bay just to further surround Mitch with talent that can really push the Bears over the top. Because I look at a team right now, Cap, I just see a team that a lot of their losses was due to bad coaching this year. And I'm not one to, like, I don't like throwing people under the bus. I don't like calling it out, but they were unprepared for a lot of games. There were, out of their 9 losses this year, I want to say, you know, only 2 or 3 of them were like blowouts. The one to Philadelphia, the one to Green Bay, and the other bad loss to Green Bay recently. Those were the games that they truly were not in. But you know, that's another team that's on the rise. We have a lot of rebuilds going on in Chicago right now. Moving on from one rebuilding franchise to another, let's talk about an area where you're very familiar with. You were a former scout for the NBA, former coach in college. Let's talk about the Chicago Bulls and the sport of basketball. What are your early thoughts on this current rebuild, Cap? They have a lot of pieces, in my opinion, that are fun to watch. They have Lauri Markkanen, Chris Dunn. They're going to have Zach LaVine when he comes back from his rehab. And they actually found a few diamonds in the rough. A guy like David Nwaba, who's just he's a spark plug, man. He comes in the game. He gives you energy. He makes winning plays. Might not show up on a stat sheet, but his athleticism helps out a lot. You got another guy who can light it up real quick in Antonio Blakely. How do you see this rebuild going so far, and what are your early impressions of the pieces that they're building around?
You know, if they pick the lane, now they've got to execute this plan. You know, winning 4 games in a row, everybody gets excited, but it's not what the plan is. The plan is to pick at the top of the draft. So winning 4 games in a row, while nice, the guys are playing hard, they need to stop. Right now, they need to stop. They need to stop winning basketball games or go out and spend money in the offseason. So we're trying to compete right now. And I don't see that. I don't see where they're, you know, where they're doing that. They're not trying to be competitive. They're playing good basketball. They're being well coached. I get all that. But this rebuild will not go anywhere unless they get one of those impactful franchise-changing players like Marvin Bagley, Michael Porter, this kid Doncic over in Europe. One of those guys, and you got to get another one next year. This is not going to be easy. You don't rebuild and go, oh, we just won 4 in a row. I think we have a good team now. They have a bad team.
Absolutely, Cap, and I agree with you. That was the plan. You gotta secure one of the top three picks, in my opinion. Another guy, that big guy from Texas. Well, I don't know the exact college, but Aiden, he's a real good franchise and a franchise changing talent. And I think that the plan is to absolutely pick in the top of the lottery. And I think that with this 4-game winning streak, the person that's really stood out and one that's kind of helped them, as much as like a lot of people might not want to admit it, is Nikola Mirotic. We all know the story. Bobby Portis punched his lights out. Now he's coming back, and now he's one of the main reasons why they've gone on this little winning streak. If the plan is to lose games and the plan is to get that top pick, how are you going to find deals for guys like Mirotic, not only Mirotic, but guys like Robin Lopez, Bobby Portis possibly, Justin Holiday possibly? Like, how can you find deals for these sought after veterans and continue to stockpile picks and, you know, further the plan even more?
How can you continue to add on? You just have to go out and continue to draft well and then pick your spots when you are in free agency. You cannot just say, that's a big name, I'm going to go get that guy. I'm not a DeMarcus Cousins guy. He's a wildly talented player. But he's had issues with coaches. He's had issues in that, you know, vibe where he doesn't want to be coached hard. I can't have guys like that. Now, maybe I'll be proven wrong and he'll be, you know, an amazing teammate going forward. But there's a reason he's not in Sacramento anymore. They couldn't stand it. They wanted him out of it. So you have to sign the right guys. You've got to draft better than they have. And then, on top of it all, you got to get some breaks. You got to stay healthy.
Absolutely. And trust me, as a Bulls fan, and I know you're a Bulls fan as well, we have not had the best of luck when it comes to staying healthy. Our MVP blew his knee up, and during when that shut our championship window completely. And then our star PG last year in the playoffs got hurt, which probably really damaged what little noise we could have made in the playoffs. So we haven't really had any luck with staying healthy. I think that's first and foremost when it comes to the Chicago Bulls franchise. David Kaplan, you can follow him on Twitter at the Capman, all one word, joining the season finale of the All Day SJ Show. Cap, as we begin to wrap it up, we're going to move from one United Center tenant to the other. Let's talk about the Chicago Blackhawks. They've been inconsistent, to say the least, Cappy. They're older now. They're not as dominant. The core is aging, as I just said, around Taser, Kane, Seabrook, Keith. What are your predictions for this group the rest of the season? Do you think that, you know, for lack of a better term, the old Warriors have one more last stand in them? Can they make one more run at it? Or do you think that this championship window is closing rapidly and that GM Stan Bowman and Coach Quenneville, they really need to look in the mirror and assess this team going forward?
I don't think that this current team, as they are currently constituted, can win a championship. Can they add on? I suppose they can, but the salary cap certainly makes that very difficult. I don't see a scenario where this team's contending to win the Stanley Cup, as currently constituted.
Yeah, Cap, and I understand that, and I know a lot of Blackhawks fans don't want to hear that, but let's go over the facts very quickly. They played a lot of hockey over the last 10 years, man. Three Stanley Cup championships, not to mention all those other long playoff runs where they came up short. It takes a toll on you, man. And to kind of like compare that to the Cubs situation, I think the Cubs played a lot of baseball in 2016. Just the pressure and like the stress of being the last great sports story, It weighed on that team, and you saw it in 2017. Our guy Anthony Rizzo came out and said, yeah, we were a little tired. You know, there was a little bit of a championship hangover. The fact of the matter is a lot of these athletes nowadays, they play a lot of minutes, they play a lot of games, and it's hard to consistently sustain that level of excellence. The fact that the Blackhawks won three cups in 6 years before these last two back-to-back first-round exits, that says a lot in today's NHL with the hard cap era. And I think that even though as currently constructed, they might not be a cup contender right now, we can't, just like we can't count out Theo Epstein, we can't count out Stan Bowman. While he's made some moves that are, you know, head scratchers, He's also made some moves that put this team over the top to compete for a Stanley Cup title. And I think that the jury's still out in terms of if the Blackhawks championship window is closing or if it's still open. But as I said, as the season will continue to progress, we'll find out. Cap, as we wrap up, I would like to, again, thank you for joining the All Day SJ show. I really do appreciate it. I actually adopted something from you to close the show, and I'm looking forward to doing this. It is a very popular segment on, again, Cap and Company's show. You can listen to them Monday through Friday. Cap, let's play your game, Shot or No Shot, real quick. You ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, let's do this, my brother. Number one, Shot or No Shot. The Bears will contend for a playoff spot next season.
Will they contend? I'm going to say no shot.
No shot, okay. Question number two. The Bulls will get the number one pick in the 2018 draft. Shot or no shot?
I'm going to say shot. Absolute shot. They better contend for that. That's what they need. They got to get that high pick.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Question number three. The Blackhawks championship window is shut. Shot or no shot?
Blackhawks championship window is shut. I'm going to say shot.
Wow, okay. Now, question four. The Cubs will win another World Series within the next 3 years. Shot or no shot?
Shot. Okay. I almost tell you they definitely will. Now, I know how hard it is, but I believe that they will.
Yes, sir. And question number five. Here's a better one. The White Sox will meet them in one of those World Series in the next 3 years. Shot or no shot?
No shot. The Sox aren't ready to win in the next 3 years. Next 5 years, maybe.
Okay, I got that. And the last question, shot or no shot, did you enjoy being on the All Day SJ show?
Shot.
Thanks, Cap.
You're the man.
No, you're the man.
You're the man. Have a great day. Anytime, man. Always love being on with you.
All right, I appreciate that, buddy. Thank you so much. The Cap Man, ladies and gentlemen.